Hi everyone. Today I want to talk about memory and new language. Why is memory important and what is the best way to remember new language? So what do you do when you want to learn new language, learn new words, learn new language frames? Some people, when they prepare for exams, panic and they think that the more they learn, the more exercises they do, the more they practice, the better it is. Well, practicing exam questions is good. It teaches you strategies, it teaches you how to time yourself, it teaches you all kinds of things, but it also exposes you superficially to a wide range of language. And the key here is superficial, I think, because research shows that for people to remember new language, they need to be exposed to it in depth, quite a lot. There is some argument about this. People talk about from 8 to 16 exposures of a new term before you can actually remember it. And this will, of course, vary from person to person. But what is clear is that it isn't enough just to read or hear a new word. You need to explore it and elaborate it in depth. And depth is the key word here for today. So when you meet a new piece of language from a video you're watching, a television program, a podcast, or a lesson, make it your own. Take three new language frames from each text you read or from each lesson you have. Make sure you know, firstly, what that language means exactly, because you might think you know, but are you sure? Secondly, make sure you know what the lexical grammar is. What are the collocations? What's the verb pattern? Do you need a pronoun with it where perhaps you wouldn't in Italian? And thirdly, what's the register? Is it formal, informal? How can you use it? What can you use it with? Then, the three things that you need to do are memorize in some way, maybe by playing with it. Use Quizlet, for example. Experiment and review. Review it because the more you review, the better you remember things. And there are various ways of doing this, which we will be looking at it. So that was my little talk about memory. I wonder what you think about memory and what strategies you use. It would be nice to hear what you have to say about the subject.